Yeah, the most sensible thing to do would be, first of all, to sort of, you know, insulate people's houses properly, so that you don't. So, because what you find is some of the oldest houses where the poorest people live are also very wasteful of energy, because they tend not to be insulated. So A, you're wasting energy, and B, those people are, you know, spending much more for their energy when they can least afford it. So the question is, you know, is really, how do you have a government policy that makes that happen? And we haven't really had one of those for a number of years, really. The current coalition government tried to do it through the market and the big energy companies, the big six, the so-called Green Deal. It hasn't really worked. The next government will rethink it. And this is the point is that, you know, all the experts, including the government's own advisors, Committee on Climate Change and everyone, they all make this point. If you tackle energy use in the home, you increase people's living standards of some of the poorest people, you get away from this heat or eat dilemma which some of the poorest people have, and you save energy and save carbon emissions. So, you know, the simplest answer to your question is get the government policy right.
You reminded me to touch on my next question. Mm. I was going to ask about housing insulations. Mm. But come to the next question. Why don't more building projects deliver even better energy solutions?
Again, it comes back to policy and regulation. I can remember back in 30 years ago, I had a girlfriend who lived in Sweden. At that stage, Sweden had just brought in a law that made triple glazing on buildings mandatory. On new buildings, you had to have triple glazing 30 years ago. We still don't have that law. We don't even have laws on, you know. So that's the thing. Get the regulations smart as you can. Talk to the industry, but don't let them make the rules. You know, you talk to them, but you don't let them make the rules. And then make sure you have building inspectors and so on that are actually going and enforcing that these things are happening. It's really not rocket science, this stuff.
So what should be done to encourage more renewable energy in new buildings and domestic and commercial?
For new buildings?
Yeah.
Well, I think the first thing to do is to mandate it. You know, if you're building a house, a new house or a new housing development, there's no real reason why you can't have the highest insulation standards, which obviously reduces the amount of energy you need. And then you can mandate, for example, solar, ground source heat pumps, whatever it may be. You could actually mandate that new housing developments kind of have to be zero energy. That's doable. In theory, we have a zero carbon homes obligation in the UK, but in practice, it's not really working that well. The current government has exempted some houses from it. There are things you can do with industries as well. So, for example, if you have a new factory going up with a rooftop, you know, either mandate or make it really easy for that company to put solar panels on the roof. The costs are so much less if you do it at the time of building, and you might change the building style slightly to take account of this.